This is Earth and Sky, Wednesday, September 21st. Look for the moon this evening near the planet Mars and tiny Dipper-shaped Pleiades star cluster, also known as the Seven Sisters.
The moon is now several days past full. That means for most of us, it'll be late tonight before you notice the moon ascending in your eastern sky.
The time of moonrise varies depending on your latitude on the globe and on how far east or west you are in your time zone. From day to day, the moon rises later. Throughout most of the year, it rises an average of about 50 minutes later from one day to the next.
The moon's orbit around Earth causes the moon to rise later each day. The moon moves toward the east around Earth once a month. Earth spins toward the east once a day. So every day, Earth has to spin a little longer, on average about 50 minutes longer, to bring the moon into view for you on your part of the Earth.
But there are also seasonal variations in the time of moonrise. Right now in the Northern Hemisphere, the harvest moon phenomenon means the time between one day's moonrise and the next is a little shorter than usual. In the Southern Hemisphere, meanwhile, the time between successive moonrises is unusually long. So look for the moon. By late tonight, it'll be up for all of us around the globe.
And again, tonight's moon will be near the red planet Mars and tiny Dipper-shaped Pleiades star cluster. That's our show. For sky charts and more, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.